Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to this week's episode of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I'm a current rabbinical student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies, and I'm spending the academic year in Jerusalem. This Shabbat is Shabbat HaGadol, and that is the Shabbat before Passover, and we're reading Parshat Metzora. And for this week's episode, I want us to add a new tool to our Parsha toolkit, and that is the Atbash cipher. Now, this is a method that primarily was and is used by the Kabbalists to derive meaning in biblical texts. And the way it works is you take each letter and replace it with its opposite in the order of the alphabet. So what I mean by that is you take an aleph and you turn it into a tav, you take a bet and turn it into a shin, and so on and so forth. And so through this process, you create a mirror image of a word with its corresponding letters on the other end of the alphabet. And by doing so, when this tool is used, sometimes you're able to come up with different meanings or explanations or associations with the words in the text itself. And I want us to take this cipher and apply it to a word that is showing up a lot in this week's Parsha and showing up a lot in last week's Parsha, which is tzaraat, which, as we've seen from the past 2 weeks, is some sort of skin disease, could be leprosy or something like that. And the majority of this week's Parsha and last week's Parsha is talking about what are the rituals and methodologies used to treat this skin disease. Now, if we take the word sarat and run it through the Atbash cipher, we get the word hagiza, which means the fleece. And I'm not talking about a Patagonia or a Columbia fleece. We're talking about an animal skin. So we can then make the claim that there's a connection between sarat, leprosy, and hagiza, the fleece. Now, what's interesting about this is we have two things that cover the body. Tzaraat as this skin affliction, and hagiza, a fleece, as something that is worn as a protective covering, a piece of clothing. And they are perfect opposites of each other. They both cover the body, but they cover the body in different ways. Tzaraat brings humiliation, whereas a fleece at some level gives the wearer dignity. And again, we have this idea of affliction and redemption. And we have this question, how do we move from affliction to redemption, from humiliation to dignity? And perhaps more importantly, how do we help others do the same? Now, in this parsha, we have these formulas and methodologies that the priest used to cure tzaraat. And what are the formulas and methodologies that we can use to go from something that is painful or humiliating, troublesome, frustrating, to be in a better place, to have dignity, to be free, to be redeemed? It's fitting that we're reading this Torah portion this year during Shabbat HaGadol, because the Passover story is our narrative. It's our story of this process from journeying from affliction to redemption. And I wonder, what does this process look like today, for this year, for our time? And I think that perhaps the answer is actually found in the idea of the Atbash cipher itself, because the cipher works by creating mirror images of words, total 180-degree rotations, the inversion of the alphabet, the inversion of what is normal. Over the past several years at this point, we've had more than enough inversions of what is normal. And yet, I believe that we should start asking ourselves, what inversions can I make in my own life for the better? How can I turn things on their head and approach them in a way that is completely new and different? I think that's the message of this week's Parsha. How can we totally flip things around and look at things in a way that is new and perhaps even initially a bit strange? And that could be the way that we move from these troubled places. Moving from the tzara'at to the gizah to the fleece, moving from a place of affliction to a place of redemption. And Pesach, Passover, is going to be here very soon. And I think it's good to start thinking about, as we're told to, how does this story apply to us today? And I think the starting point can be, how can we invert the way we think about things? How can we create an Atbash cipher for our own lives to discover new meaning and new possibilities? So my bracha, my blessing for everyone this week is, may we find the fleeces that give us comfort and give us strength, and figure out how to turn whatever our tzara'at is into the gizah. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.